Welcome to Beyond Rent, the property management podcast brought to you by Rent Manager. Each episode, we sit down with an expert to talk industry updates, tech solutions, and top tips for those in the property management space. And now, let's get to the conversation and go Beyond Rent.
All right, hey everyone, and welcome back to Beyond Rent. We are live at the Rent Manager User Conference 2025, and I'm sitting here with Ileana from Habitat for Humanity. Ileana, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do for Habitat.
Hi, yes, my name is Ileana Bryant, and I am the Assistant Project Manager for New Construction at Habitat, San Diego Habitat for Humanity. I've been with the company for about 5 years now, and so my role is to manage the project from start to finish and anything that has to do with construction. So that could be new construction, building new homes, or we do repair program where we go into other homes, neighborhood homes around the area that we build, and we help veterans and or just anybody who needs assistance with exterior house painting or fencing or landscaping. And then we also have a playhouse program where we build tiny little homes, playhouses for families across San Diego, also schools as well. And so anything that goes involved with construction from start to finish, ordering materials, organizing the volunteers, and scheduling and budgeting, that's all part of my role.
Sounds like such a fun role to have, such a fun organization to work for. And most people have heard of Habitat for Humanity, right? You're a big organization with locations all over the country. Tell me more about the volume of what you do. How many homes will you build like in a singular year here in San Diego?
So in California, it is tough to build. So every year it does vary. From the last couple of years, we have done, at least for the next year, I should say, we're on track to do about 30 homes.
Wow.
So we are also doing a special program where we're partnering with builders across San Diego and also helping them do more about the affordable portion of their builds. And that is a way for us to partner with builders who are already building in California or San Diego specifically, and helping them out with the affordable portion to be able to get more families in those lower income housing that where we still need all over San Diego, not just specifically in one zone or one location.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And that's a lot of homes. That's really helping people out. Yeah. Tell me more about the mission of Habitat for Humanity. Again, I understand it's the idea of getting people into homes, but tell me about the people side of it. Because you said what you do is on the construction side, you're ordering materials, organizing people. Yeah. But tell me about the heart of the organization.
So Habitat is very unique because it has two different blends. It has the new construction or just getting, like you said, the families into these homes. But it also has the heart of having volunteers come on site. And regardless of what we're working on, these are folks that come out and give up their time, give up sometimes their donations and give up money and come out and help volunteer and make a difference in someone else's life. So that is very unique. I think it's the heart of what drives Habitat for Humanity to keep going forward, because without these volunteers, we couldn't do what we do. These are volunteers that come out and volunteer just maybe once, or sometimes they're what we call regulars, and they come out and volunteer event after event, and they help us lead other volunteers to do the same thing. So it's a unique and wonderful experience to be able to share with other people who come from all walks of life and come together for one mission. And it's just to help make a difference in someone else's life, make their day a little bit better.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. And I know we're doing an event here. We're building some playhouses. And a number of the volunteers said they've worked with Habitat in the past, right? They volunteered in the past.
Yeah.
And that really speaks to the organization that you really treat the volunteers well. You help them feel the purpose and the passion behind the mission that they want to volunteer multiple times. That's really exciting to hear.
We're so excited when we have a couple events throughout the year and we see familiar faces. So we see those volunteers that have come out year after year, and we're like, hey, I know you. I know exactly that you're going to be the team leader, or we know exactly what kind of task we can put you on because we know you. We experienced your heart. We've experienced your dedication to the mission. And so we're super excited when we see people that come out year after year, event after event.
So if there's someone listening to this and they are considering volunteering, working with Habitat for Humanity. What's the one thing you would say that would push them over the edge where they just have to jump in and start helping?
Oh, just do it. Just come out. If you are excited for getting hands-on experience with any kind of thing with construction, if you want to be outside and have a good time and make an impact on someone else's life, that is ultimately what we want to do. So please come out, volunteer. It's a lot of fun. You'll get to either do something that you've never done before and learn a new trade, and it helps you as well because you can do it in your own home if you need to do some DIYs, or you get to share your skills and come out and help other people who don't know, may not have that skill that you have. So please come out and volunteer. We can use your help.
That's terrific. Well, Ileana, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with me about Habitat for Humanity. What's the best way someone can reach out and learn how to volunteer?
So the best way is our website. So I would recommend to go to sandiegohabitatforhumanity.org, and you can check out our volunteer tab where you can create an account and sign up as a volunteer. You'll see a calendar on there with all the events that we have for the next month or two, and then you can decide what event works best for your schedule.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for taking some time
out of
the busy schedule today.
Yeah. Now let's go build some playhouses.
Let's go build some playhouses.
Okay, great.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond Rent. We are recording live here at the Rent Manager User Conference 2025 in beautiful San Diego, and I'm talking to Sarah. Sarah, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you're with and what you do.
So my name is Sarah DeToro. I'm from Indy Real Estate in Joplin, Missouri.
Excellent. And what is your role there?
So I'm Director of Operations with a mix of property management. Yep.
Excellent. And we are talking a little bit before we hit the record button. And you have a really, really great, heartwarming story. That's your favorite memory from property management. I'd love for you to tell our audience about that story.
Oh, man. So this was last December. We had a tenant that was constantly super, super behind on rent, delinquency, single mom, a few kids. And she was just constantly behind, and we talked to the owner and we're like, maybe we need to find something else for her. And the owner would always be like, no, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Just kept saying it's okay. And I'm like, is it okay? And then, yeah, all of a sudden she kept communicating. I'm trying, I'm working, and I'm trying, I promise you, I'm trying. And so, you know, we were okay. And all of a sudden she was making payments, little payments here and there. And by the middle of December, she had made her final rent payment that got her caught up. And I mean, she was like 3 months behind. It was like continually getting uncomfortable because normally we start a process and the owner was like, nope. Well, she called us and she was like crying and she's like, I did it. I've been working so hard. I did it. I'm caught up. And so I was kind of crying. I was like, I'm so proud of you. Like, this is amazing. And so that was that. And then like 2 days later, I get another call from her and she was bawling and she's like, you guys, I am so shocked. And she's like, this is amazing. And the owner, without knowing that she had made any payments, had like literally nothing, he had sent a $500 gift card for Christmas so her kids would have a Christmas. And she was bawling and she's like, I use every single dime to pay off everything. And I was so proud of myself. And then my kids have a Christmas now. It was just so, it was incredible. And honestly, it was like at the time, the holidays are really hard. And it was such a great story.
Yeah, that is such a beautiful story. And you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of challenges in property management, right? Mm-hmm. Difficult people, hard situations. And to hear that person, that owner reached out and did something unprompted, right?
Right.
They didn't need to do that. It really speaks to the human side of our industry, right? We're about people. We're about homes. And that really is an amazing story. I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah,
that is a great story. Well, let's talk a little bit about the conference, right? We're here. We're in the middle of Innovation Hall. We're recording a podcast, which is pretty crazy. Tell me how your week has gone. Like, what have you learned? What's been your experience here at the Rent Manager User Conference?
So I got here Sunday. I came early. I really wanted to, like, meet with the vendors. I'm super new. I I've just been kind of hungry for information and what's out there. And so I really just wanted to have time to just kind of meet with them and see what was available and not just like asking ChatGPT or Google what, you know, what can we do? You know, because I'm, you know, we're just trying to figure better ways to communicate or just better ways to do a, you know, create a system.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that that's been my favorite is just getting to know a lot of the vendors.
Yeah.
Classes are great. I learned very quickly that Express is where it's at. So I'm trying to get better at that. But yeah, I think overall it's just been really fun. And this place is amazingly beautiful. This hotel, everything is very nice.
Yeah, the Gaylord Pacific is an amazing venue. It has been a lot of fun so far this week. Really glad you're learning a lot. Really, that's the goal. We have a lot of fun while we're here, but the goal is to learn about what we're doing and how Rep Manager can help you and your business, right?
Right.
Which is so powerful. So if someone's listening and they're wondering, should I go to the Rep Manager User Conference next year in San Antonio, what would you say?
I mean, I feel like if you are wanting even just one takeaway from it, to learn something new or to build some sort of relationship with a new vendor or even just talk to people that have way more experienced. Absolutely. Like you literally can't leave without connecting with someone and learning something.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time. I know there's lots left to do. I want to let you go talk to all of our partners and network with all of our other attendees. But thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond Rent. We are live at the Rep Manager User Conference in beautiful San Diego, and I'm sitting down with Ernesto to learn about his experience this week. So let's get things started. First off, introduce yourself. Tell the audience who you are and what you do.
Great. Thanks for everything, Joe. My name is Ernesto Belize, Revenue Development Manager over at Utility Valet, where we simplify move-ins. And I just want to say, before the questions even start, this conference has been completely outstanding. The places that you guys get are over the top, and I can't say enough great things about what you guys got going on over here. So I know you got a ton of questions, but I just wanted to get that out the way.
No, I really appreciate that. And that's what I'm going to dig into. I want to learn more because in your role, you go to conferences, you like see places, see other executions of what a conference and a trade show can be. I'm going to talk about your experience this week.
Mm-hmm.
So walk me through some of your favorite moments this week. What was the big takeaway moments for you?
I think if I would say two big takeaway moments, one in and outside of the conference, is the USS Midway, the conference, you know, get together that you guys always do. And for some reason, there's always animals at your conference. So the power hour was cool. Outside the conference, the Midway, we had a blast. We were able to come together as a company and really see what you guys have going on and show other team members in our company how Rent Manager does it. And yes, you're right. We travel to a ton of conferences, and lo and behold, this is everybody else's favorite as well. And inside the conference, the connections, the mood, the atmosphere. Obviously, yes, staying here at the Gaylord, it's beautiful and everybody's pumped up to be here. But the way that you guys treat not only your attendees and your staff, but the vendors as well, I truly appreciate that, because there's a way where we can find a lot of synergy. Being integrated with you guys has really helped us as well. And a lot of the attendees really like that aspect of it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I always say it's my favorite week of the year. I really enjoy getting together with everyone, like you said, from the attendee to our sponsors and our partners, our my coworkers that are here.
Right.
Like, there is a bonding moment. That's so much fun to be here. This venue has been great. We've got 87 sponsors here this year, which is wild. Over 1,000 people at the conference. It really has been a ton of fun. I'm exhausted. I won't lie. I'm exhausted.
Same.
But in the best way possible, right? When you really are putting everything you have into an event, it feels good. So let's talk a little bit about Utility Valet.
Yeah.
Right? You said it simplifies move-ins.
We simplify move-ins.
What does that mean?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think a move-in is a very important part of, you know, somebody's life. You're finding your new identity at that time. You know, I may have been a Lowe's guy, but Lowe's is now 20 minutes away from me and Home Depot's only 5 minutes. Or I love Pizza Hut, but I'm not going to drive an hour away. I'm going to go get Domino's because it's right there. So it's almost like an emergency room, life change type of moment. And what we do is we actually, instead of, you know, routing to another portal or another AI solution, by the way, I love AI, we use it internally. Externally, we give that human touch. So we're actually on the phone with residents, simplifying the move-in in that aspect, making sure within 7 to 10 minutes, we're getting all electricity, water, gas, internet home security connected for them. So not only do you get the information as a property manager, they're safe and secure getting all their account information as well. One call, one-stop shop.
That's awesome. And I know the stats are out there that the move-in experience really will dictate that resident life cycle.
Absolutely.
Right? If they have a good move-in, there's a good chance they'll actually renew past that first year. So it really does mean a lot to have a good, seamless experience there. So if people are listening to this and they're like, okay, utility valet, walk me through this. I want to learn more. What can they do to reach out?
Oh my gosh. Shoot me an email. Give me a call. Look us up online, utilityvalet.io, because it sounds fancy. And you know, just inquire there. You can search me on LinkedIn, Ernesto Belize. I'd love to connect with everybody, anybody that wants to learn more. And by the way, we just recently launched what's called a resident value package as well. So this same five-star service that we've given in the move-ins, we've also been able to create revenue for property managers.
Love it.
Monthly.
Hey, revenue monthly, I think we're all in for that, right?
Absolutely.
So, well, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for sitting down with me for a few minutes. I love the hat.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to use that as a segue to say we're going to be in San Antonio next year, right? So the hat's going to be even more on theme for next year.
Absolutely. So that's a hop, skip, and a jump away from Houston. So you know we'll be there. We can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Ernest.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond Rent. We are recording live at the Rent Manager User Conference in San Diego at the Gaylord Pacific. It's been a great week, and I'm here with Steve, and he's going to talk to us about Stellar as well as his week here at the conference. And so, first of all, Steve, going to introduce yourself to us.
My name is Steve Laidlaw. I'm the founder and CEO of Stellar. We built a product. Our mission is to protect condo owners and homeowner associations from special assessment.
Excellent. Excellent. So your first time at our conference, right? Getting used to it, what it's all about. This is the last day. We're kind of winding down. I'd love for you to tell me about your experience here. What have you learned? What have you experienced?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. Like you mentioned, we're new to Rent Manager, just building our integration as we speak. And so, we've got a few customers back in Canada that use Rent Manager. Basically what we've built is the ability to tie in, grab information from the general ledger and Rent Manager, pull that in to basically compare actuals to budget in that reserve, that long-term capital replacement budget. And then we're sending some reports, information, analytics, things like that back in a custom tab to the Rent Manager platform.
And what's the origin story of your company? Why did you feel like you needed to go out and build this solution?
15 years ago, I bought a condo and life was good. You know, like I was walking to work. I had a downtown crew, you know, it was my first place, biggest investment. Everything was just, I was killing it. I was a young professional, and a complete building envelope replacement project came in and I was on the hook for $80,000. Yeah. $80,000.
That was a bad day.
Yeah. And I mean, like I managed to make it through. Like, it was super painful, and financially it set me back for sure. But like I had two friends in the condo who it was too much for them. They walked down the bank and foreclosed, like basically bankruptcy. So that experience, I started off just as like a silver lining. We started writing reserve studies for condominiums, just like everyone else, just consulting, not technology, just like a consulting thing. But my co-founder and I, we were both working in a B2B SaaS technology company, and so we always kind of had that in the back of our minds. And so just to drive efficiency, we had kind of full-time jobs, just moonlighting. We just started building efficiencies, building products to write studies better, faster, lower cost to our customers to grow it. And over time, then every time we wrote a study, we'd have this data set, a super valuable data set, in that we knew complete inventory of all the commonly owned property, how old it was, what materials, the quantities of materials, the financials of like the actual bank accounts, and then like a 30-year forecast on all the capital replacement and the financials behind that, mm-hmm. with the funding models. And so we started taking that data then and reflecting it back to the users in a platform, basically just for stickiness, I guess. You know, like now in 3 to 5 years, when they have to get another study completed, we've been talking to them the whole time. So it was just supposed to kind of be there. And over time, the technology got really good. The software got really good. And so we started to kind of shift into being more focused on scaling that technology. About 2 years ago, we carved it out, renamed it Stellar, raised a little money, and here we go.
And here you go. And I love hearing those origin stories because it almost always starts with somebody having a problem.
Yeah.
Right? And experiencing something. That's really terrible that you had friends that, right, they went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And something they didn't probably know or understand or, and obviously were not prepared for. And it created some really big financial problems for them. And that you took that idea into a service that you provided, but you were forward thinking enough to know that if you layered technology on top of that, you could help even more people.
Yeah. Yeah. And now with Rent Manager, we're really excited. And what we're able to do now is through API, pull data from the general ledger, actual reserve financials, and apply them back to those budgets. So, and then reforecast. So it's like a living reserve study now. You know, your conventional study was just a static document that's written every 3 to 5 years. Ours is like continually rewriting, reforecasting. And so if there are going to be shortfalls, we can identify them so much faster than conventional methods. And then just where I mentioned that data set is so valuable. So we can get our customers better rates on insurance, access to lending. We've got a vendor management tool in there now. And so it's just, we're kind of becoming a complete capital operating system for homeowner associations and condos.
And that's what technology should do, right? Allow you to be faster, have better data, have it sooner, analyze it in better ways. So that's wonderful. Well, as far as your experience here, anything that you'd want to share about your time here in San Diego with us that you thought was memorable, fun, exciting?
Yeah, I mean, Rent Manager put on a heck of a good conference. It's like well run. It's my first one. I'm amazed at the scale, like the size of Rent Manager. Even the fact you're like 500 employees, like I did not know that you were as large and moving as fast as you are. And you know, I've kind of looked at some of the competitors out there as the integration partners too, but like you guys by far have the best program for like making it easy to come in and integrate and build product to support kind of your existing core business at Rent Manager. Like I'm just very impressed. And then, I mean, like maybe one of the coolest events I've ever been to, going to the USS Midway, you know, open bar, dude, live band, food. Yeah. Just great people. Yeah. I really enjoyed my time here.
Yeah. It was great. That was a wonderful event. And I really appreciate those, compliments. Growing at our partner network really is important to us. Our customers enjoy working with companies like yours, and we want to be easy to work with, right? We want to be in this together and make sure that people can benefit from all the technology out there. So, well, if somebody is thinking about coming here as a sponsor, just like you, what would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
Advice? I mean, have your elevator pitch ready to go. I was right next to the ArcSoft guys. They had these like Arc buttons that you could record and stuff that seemed to be a hit. Like people would come by just to see those buttons. I mean, their technology is great too. And I think people are pretty interested in that as well. Yeah. But yeah, I showed up with just kind of the basic booth and some candies on the table. I think I'd bring some better swag and next time I'll just be more well-prepared to really just engage with those users and you know, do some real sales work while I'm here. This conference for me was more just a learning experience, and I knew that coming in.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it's like anything, we just keep making it better, right? Yeah. So we'll get better next year. You'll get better next year. We all get better over time as we are thoughtful about what we really want to deliver. So no, it's been great. If anyone wants to reach out to you and Stellar to learn more about how you can help them, what's a good way for them to do that?
First visit our website, stellar.io, and it's spelled wrong. It's S-T-E-L-O-R, which that's got a good backstory too. I'm Steve. My co-founder is Taylor. Stellar is the benefactor of Steve and Taylor. So yeah, check that out. And email is always great too. So it's just my first initial last name, slaidlaw@stellar.io.
Excellent. Well, hopefully our audience reaches out to learn more. And I really appreciate you being here with us. Every year we have sponsors that come every year for a decade plus. Then we have new people as well. And it's always exciting to hear what else is happening and get to meet some new people that are integrating with us, helping our customers out. So thanks again and enjoy the rest of the show.
And yeah, I look forward to it. I'll see you in San Antonio next year.
That's right. We'll see. Definitely see you in San Antonio.
Cool.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond Rent. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word on social media and with your peers in the industry. To be notified when more episodes are released, subscribe using your favorite podcast player. Beyond Rent is brought to you by Rent Manager Property Management Software. Learn more about Rent Manager's industry-leading software solutions at rentmanager.com. Until next time, keep going beyond rent.